So yeah, we have a different track right here, like we did mention. Current brand new single, you're going to be listening to the song for the very, very first time right here, exclusive on 96.1 FM.
Yeah, true. But, you know, this is not like the first song me and Shefi, you know, have worked on. And it's like a number, I don't know.
Too many songs.
Yeah, with that, too many songs. But, you know, there's always that excitement when we're working together. You know what I mean? Because there's that connection between me and him. You know, it's not just music. You know, we're friends. You know, brothers. You know what I mean? So, it's always exciting, you know, working with him because, you know, for me, I don't know, even I think it's for everybody, you know. Shefi is one of the best right now, you know what I mean? He's one of the best. So for me, it gives me that hunger to just, you know, do my best, you know what I mean? So every time I get a chance of, you know, working with him, yeah, that's what happens. I'm sure you've heard all the songs. That's
Level up.
Yeah, level
I can
up. And yeah, man. So, yeah, that's what really happens. So, yeah, but it's all fun when we're in the studio. We just have fun, you know. When the, for example, when I do, you know, a weak line, he always, you know, advises, you know, I think this line, you know, I think, you know what I mean? Even, So, yeah, man, that's what really happens in the studio.
That was something.
No, like, I'm just really interested. When you said you and Chef working together.
Yeah.
Yes. Does that, you working with him, bring out that, okay, for lack of a better term, I can say the beast part of you? So maybe you feel intimidated when he says, okay, not this, but then you feel like this really is hard for me.
For me, it's not about who I'm working with. It's about, you know, how I am, you know, and how I'm feeling, you know, and how the song is speaking to me, you know what I mean? That determines how I'm going to write, you know, my verse or how I'm going to write the chorus of the song, you know what I mean? And yeah, man, everybody, you know, everybody working with an artist is it, you know, there's what I believe in my music and there's what another artist believes in, you know what I mean? And working together, you know, brings two different minds together. So it's not like it's the song will be like only Drifter Tracks idea, you know what I mean? And I would write something that's really making sense to me. And for example, I'm doing a song with Makitu. Makitu will be like, I'm not feeling this. Let me put this. You know what I mean? And yeah, at the end of the day, you find the song makes, you know, too much sense. You know what I mean? That's the reason why when you heard something like Grammy Nechilema, you know, on the chorus we were like exchanging, you know what I mean? He wrote the chorus and he asked me, you know, what do you think about it? And I was like, I think maybe if I did something like this, it can make sense, you know what I mean? Because the initial concept was like, I want to win the Grammy, you know, by rapping in Bemba. And, you know, I brought up an idea. I was like, what if you just say, you know, just, I mean, not just Bemba, but Vanak, you know what I mean? So he was like, yeah, it's actually a good idea, you know what I mean? So I had to do something in Nyanja and something in, you know, Shefi does something in Bemba, you know, so that the message should be like, it's not just in Bemba. I also want to win Grammy Nach Nyanja, you know what I mean? So, yeah, and we came up with a great concept. Yeah.
Okay. So the other thing I remember that you posted, or rather someone posted it on Instagram. You know, I'm always checking out what people are talking about right there as well. I remember when you were dropping Before and After, you say this is going to be massive. Album. Did that come to pass?
Yeah.
Were you happy with the feedback of the public?
Yeah, man, because you see, even when I dropped the album, even at the album release party, we did an auction. We did an auction and my album got like the you know, at that time. You know what I mean?
I love how you're putting it.
At that time, it got like, you know, one of the, I'd say the highest auction because, yeah, you know what I mean? The last auction, the album was bought at, I think it was 5,000, I don't know, this album, but it was 5,000. Mm-hmm. Then my album was bought at 7,000. Mm. You know what I mean? And then, yeah, at that time. Then, you know, it keeps getting better. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, yeah, man, I was happy. You know, the copies were sold out. And, yeah, man, the music is out there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, the album did really good, you know, for the first album. For mm-hmm. the first album, because, yeah, that was my first album.
Is there anything maybe that you spotted that you felt like, okay, this is something that I need to work on my next album when I get to drop it?
Yeah, man, there are actually a lot of things. There are actually a lot of things, such as, you know, at first, me personally, I just felt, you know, I just felt I was just dropping an album, you know, for the sake of, you know, dropping an album, and because my name is big, you mm. know what I mean? But I never really, you know, went to the, you know, figured, you know, saw the part where an album can make more than, you know, what it meant for me, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Even business-wise, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Because I've got a lot of people who really love my music, you know what I mean? So, yeah, man, because looking at things like Chevy's album, you know what I mean? It's something that, you know, the people who, for example, supported Chevy's album are the people who also support me, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I keep asking myself, I was like, oh, so this happened. Why did I do this? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Why did I just approach this man? Mm-hmm. You know, people like these to just, you know what I mean? Yeah, so, yeah, man. So, yeah, I learned a lot. Mm-hmm. I learned a lot. And, yeah, that was my first album. And, you know, I was, like, super excited. You know what I mean? Yeah. I just wanted to drop an album, which was a good thing. I still, you know, I'm still very much proud of myself. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Okay, so
but I learned a lot. Okay. I learned a lot.
The other thing before you come in, Coco, if you would turn back time, what is one thing that you'd like to bring back to life about you?
About me?
Yeah. That you felt like you made a mistake, but you would do it correct now.
Do it correctly. One thing about me is, you know, I feel like life is, you know, I'm not perfect. Not everyone is perfect. You know what I mean? So, if, you know, whatever decision that I make, you know, whether it was a good decision or a bad decision, at the end of the day, you know, it brings out the consequences. And if it never went good, I just make peace, you know, with it. You know what I mean? There are a lot of things. There are a lot of things that I would like to bring back. But, you know, I think it's all good. Mm-hmm. There's nothing I would like to bring back, man. I learned from those things. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because if I brought back every mistake that I made, I don't think I would be even here. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I don't think I would even be here because I would be that perfect person. Because, for example, I would say I accept these people call me for a gig and I accept, you know, and these other people, for example, the other guys call me and I deny. Then I go for this guy's show, the one I accepted, and, you know, we start having issues, you know, and then, and then, you know, I start, obviously I will regret, I'll be like, shit, I would have, you know, gone to the other show, mm-hmm. you know, but I learned from that, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? If I went for the other show, it still would have happened, you know, in the future, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I learned from the mistakes, I learned from what I've been through. So, yeah, so I think it's all good, man. It's all good.
Okay, everyone knows, and I think everyone is feeling you at the moment, and it goes on.
Yeah.
But we come to this question. You know, it is, let me just say, 2 more months to 2019 being over. And you know how we are people when it comes to celebrities and music. We want to know what is happening for their future. So just anyone else who's listening, I just want to know, what are you planning for 2020?
For 2020, mm-hmm. 2020, man, I might just, you know, drop another album.
Whoa!
Or a mixtape.
Challenge.
Challenge accepted.
Or a mixtape. But yeah, man, I still haven't, because, you know, the plan was to drop, you know, to make music videos for, like, almost all the songs from my first album. Mm-hmm. So we're still doing up videos from my first album. So I'll also be dropping music videos from my first album, you know. And then, yeah, I would like, you know, I can, I think I might drop, you know, another album or a mixtape or something, you know what I mean? But yeah, man, it's work, because ever since I dropped my album, you know, I haven't dropped, you know, anything new, unless, apart from the music from the album, which people already heard, you know what I mean? So I feel like I don't have much content out there. I don't have, you know what I mean? As PNC said, man, he's never, you know, he's never heard, you know, the Drifter track who, you know, like he missed the Drifter track who rapped in Grammy and Achievement, you know what I mean? But I've made songs even, you know, harder than Grammy, which are not even yet out, because I've been recording like almost every day. So yeah, I think, you know, more music, more videos, and yeah,
let's talk more on the other side. Another song that opened up my 2019,
yeah,
this song right here. I feel this guy should do the Chris Brown and Tiger kind of album. You know,
okay,
we're gonna be talking about that a little bit later.
Because
I feel like they make a very good chemistry every time they get together. Okay. There's something that we need to listen to the
flames
about right
in
there
the
as well. Yeah, like truth be told, let's get listen to this song right here that opened up my January for 2019. So that's some fire I'm talking about right there. That's some fire.
Yeah,
and I
man.
Know everybody's locked around the board now. Can we give them a challenge? I think we're sponsoring album to this entire sponsor.
One of the sponsors.
Nah, Drifter Trek. Yeah. You know, there's always that vibe. He just corrected me. It was 2018.
Mm-hmm.
You know how old this song is.
And it's still making sounds right now.
Yeah,
this is
yeah.
what we always talk about when we're looking for a song.
Yeah.
You know, and when we're listening to a song. Remember, what do I always tell you when I'm looking for a song?
Mm-hmm.
The beat.
Mm.
And just listen to that beat. That's exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah.
I hear that you are being looked. Mandu was like, oh, dear, I got my issues.
This song.
Hey, you know, there's always a story, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
At my soul, I don't know.
Oh!
But
no,
I heard it somewhere.
No, man. Mm. You know, this song, we were just talking about what was really going on.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It's not like it's a negative song. It's just, you know, it's a song that encourages people to work hard.
Mm.
You know, because we were passing through hard times, and you know, we're just encouraging people to work hard, you know what I mean? And we're just telling people who don't know what's going on that this is what's going on, you know what I mean? So, yeah, man, so, yeah, that was the song.
All right.
That's why
I had to do a follow-up just to get to find out from you right there as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's talk about what you've been up to of late. I know Coco asked about your plans for 2020, but let's talk about 2019. You know, things are changing up.
Yeah.
And new artists are coming up very different.
Yeah.
Competition is becoming very tough every day.
Yeah, for some people.
For some people.
Yeah.
For you, it's just okay.
Ish, man.
It's just balancing.
For me,
But don't you feel at one point?
Balancing, like, can you give most of the world your recipe to that balance? Because I think everyone is looking for that balance right now.
Look, you know how can I put it? You see, I've done a lot of music, you know what I mean? And it hasn't just been about the music. You know, you've been there since day one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You've been there since day one. I've been, you know, not just, you know, putting out music, but, you know, making my name, you know, branding myself, you know what I mean? Branding myself, you know, making my name grow, you know what I mean? My even my face, you know what I mean? Putting my face out there, you know what I mean? And I think I've done that really, really well, you know? So when you do that and you've got your own style of music, you don't have to worry about competition, you know what I mean? Because anybody who's going to come, who's going to sound like me, you'll be able to tell that, oh, this guy sounds like Drift. And the fact that you know that that person sounds like me, you know, it's not a competition, you know what I mean? Because they sound like me, and you know, I don't sound like them, you know? So, but if young artists come up with their own style, that's a plus for them, you know what I mean? And for example, I wouldn't, because I support everybody. I've worked with a lot of, you know, young upcoming artists. I've worked with a lot, you know what I mean? But I don't think I would work with someone who sounds like you know what I mean? I don't think I would. You know, somebody sends me a song and I feel like this person sounds exactly. I don't think I would work with that person. You know, because I don't think there'll be a difference. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So yeah, it's about just being you and, you know, doing what you do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I don't think there's such thing as competition for me. There's just, you know, there's just such thing whereby there is one thing though. There is not making a hit song. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah. There is not making a hit song. Not because there's competition, no. Because maybe you just don't have a hit song, or maybe you are just not creative enough. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Not that there's competition. You know what I mean? Because you can ask, or I can ask you, how many hit songs do you think are there right now? You tell me more than 1,000 hit songs right now in the world. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, which means anybody can do a hit song. Mm-hmm. So if you don't have a hit song, it's just lack of creativity, not that there's competition.
Okay, so let's talk more on the other side right there. Let's get final from Drifter Check what happened for him not to get any award on the other side. Let's get to play this song right here on 96.1 FM. Then on the other side, we get to play his current brand new single.
I the Zambian music industry isn't that big. You know what I mean? It's not that big. So, you know, winning an award here in Zambia hasn't become that thing whereby when you get an award, you feel like, you know, you've really, 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 really won an award. You know what I mean? Because, first of all, it's not like I'm being negative. Look at the money that you get from the award. I won't even say the money, but look at the money that you get, you know, when you even win an award. You know, it's, for example, I'd go for a show and I would get almost the same money that I'd get from an award by performing at a club, not even at an event, you know what I mean, a proper event, because I'd get even more money than I'm going to get, you know, from a club, you know what I mean. So, I don't know. I wasn't nominated. I wasn't even nominated. I don't know if they never recognized the songs or there was one time I was nominated, you know, and I never even attended. We never attended. The whole Kopala Swag team never attended because we went for that. We had an event called Best of Makitu
Tour.
Yeah, then we never attended the event. And yeah, some of us were supposed to perform there and we never attended. So yeah, and Sheffy won and Makitu won, and they never even got their awards because they were like, you know, the event organizer or the award organizers, you know, there was something like, you know, you were never present and all that, you know what I mean? So I don't know how they sorted that out. Mm-hmm. But, you know, from that moment on, I haven't really, really, really paid attention, you know. But me personally, I haven't really paid attention, you know, to the awards. Because I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm just really...
But in your own perspective, don't you feel an award is just something that just get to appreciate you as an artist, not because it's all about money?
Yeah, but, you know, I don't really have to be appreciated by certain, you know, by a certain organization or a certain type of people, you know what I mean? Because me personally, I feel like I'm appreciated by a lot of people, you know, by a lot of people. So just getting an award is a plus. Not that when you don't get an award, it makes you less of an artist. You know what I mean? But yeah, the awards are there, and yeah, it helps the Zambian music industry, though it hasn't yet been, you know, that. But yeah, man, it is what it is. And there are a lot of artists who never got, you know, nominated or who never won, and they actually, you know, talked about it. You know, even, you know, there are artists who complain, you know, that they're not nominated, and then at, you know, within like a week, and then they like get nominated, but, you know, but my album wasn't even like put on, you know what I mean, but there were albums that, you know, came out like 2 weeks before the thing, the nomination,
and they were nominated. You know what I mean?
Albums that never even had an album release. You know what I mean? Someone just announces, my album is out, and an album gets nominated. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And my album was like, you know. So, I don't know, man. It is what it is, and yeah, I'm just not that artist who just, you know, because I don't really feel like. Yeah.
From when you were young to now,
yeah.
Are you the same, or maybe something has changed from there? And is there something that you had when you were a baby that you still carry on as you even go on with your career?
I think so. You know, I think so. You know, music-wise, you know, music-wise, I feel, you know, ever since I was like really, really young, I've always been like a fan of music. You know, I've always been a fan of music, and my, you know, I was one of those kids where. You know what I mean? So I was one of those kids, and I've, you know, I was one of also those kids whereby muklasi TDs are up on my desk. And I mean, for my noise makers, cine shot. So I've always loved music. I've always been a fan of music, and you know, funny, you know, it was so funny that, you know, from just nowhere, my mom just showed me a pic, you know, and then she was like, ah, but you have a music on Afghan. Nakufana kwenzi tezo funo kopa photo wenzo kanati ufuna che chilimba. Wenzo lira petezo kukopa mbaka takupasa chilimba. So that was the, you know, that was the album, that's the album cover, you know what I mean? That's the album cover. You know, because I just wanted to show people that, you know, it has been, you know, music has always been in me.
So, and, yeah. Okay. Let's get to the point.
But like, I feel like I just heard something of what he said when it comes to the awards. And he did say the money that you can get from the awards is the same as doing a show, like even in a club.
Mm-hmm.
What I want to drive from that is, if there is such, maybe for lack of a better term, that the industry maybe is not improving, or maybe the industry is not going as far as we want to reach ourselves, if there's any way, or maybe what you think maybe, or other people could even get you, could improve some of those things, you know? Like, what should we, or maybe artists or people around the music area, what can they do to really make sure that we reach our level best in Zambia? Because we do have talent at the end of the day.
So, what I really think, you know, if you can get me correctly, I'm not saying the Zambian music industry isn't really doing anything. Like, the Zambian music industry is like, you know, going down, or I say the Zambian music industry is small, you know what I mean? But it's small, it's getting better. You know, it's not like, you cannot compare it to the Zambian music industry, the Nigerian music industry, you can't, you know what I mean? Not because Zambia doesn't have talent, Zambians don't have talent, they don't have good videos or what, it's because that's when it's still improved. You know what I mean? That's when it's still improving. So, you know, people, you know, maybe I would, you know, maybe people in Nigeria would, you know, would cry if they lost an award. You know what I mean? Can cry because, you know, it's their industry is big and they know how much an award is worth. You get my point. But here in Zambia, it's the industry is still growing. You know what I mean? The industry is still growing, and artists are still getting better and better. You know, when it comes to production is still getting, you know, is getting better. You know what I mean? There are these good music producers. You know what I mean? But look at, because even in other countries, they don't have like one award. They don't have like one award show. You know what I mean? They've got like five. You know what I mean? There's whatever awards, Shine Shine Awards. But look at Zambia. It's just like one. You know what I mean? There's just like one. So which means, it's still, you know, it's still getting there, you know. I think there's a little, you know, a lot of people, you know, up there, you know, don't really appreciate music, and they don't really consider the music industry as, you know, because music can also be a source of income, you know what I mean? Look at other countries, how they're doing it, you know, but here in Zambia, they don't really consider that, you know what I mean? My musician, certain event, you know, that's when they want to use musicians, you know what I mean? So, yeah, it's growing, you know, and it's getting better by the day, you know what I mean? So maybe, for example, next year, there'll be these awards, you know what I mean? The awards will be two. The other year, there'll be like three awards. Mm-hmm. That other year, there'll be awards which will be like better than the three. You know, that's like getting better. Because look at even the artists. The artists, you know, are getting better. Even when an upcoming artist gets on top, you know, that artist is like fire, you know, like real fire. Mm-hmm. But to catch up with Darren, basically, you're like, yeah, you artist was so on, and you are many Ankara Patop with, you know, low quality music, low quality videos, you know what I mean? So yeah, it's all about us. It's all about us, you know, supporting each other and supporting the Zambian music industry. Because look at, for example, say, look at Shefi's album, how much support the album is getting. You know what I mean? How much support the album is getting. And yeah, right now Shefi's album is the one which is like out. If someone else is going to drop an album next year, it's supposed to be, people should be able to support, you know, way better than the way they supported Shefi's album, you know what I mean? So that's how, you know, that's what motivates, you know, musicians, you know what I mean? Because a lot of people want to work extra hard, you know what I mean? Because they want support. So yeah, I feel like it's getting better, but we need people like that, people who are supporting, you know, for example, Shefi's album, to support, like, the music industry at large.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's get to the part that we're here for right here. I'm pretty sure you've gotten pretty much about Drip to Track, what it's been up to right there. It's got a brand new single, which is officially dropping on Monday.
It's dropping on Monday. I don't do a first Kungarana.
Okay.
Zako Shimigira, 42 years late.
Adishan.
Inapoya drop, I don't do a first.
Oh, okay. Can we play the song or maybe we talk about the song before? Which one should we start with?
I don't know, but let me talk about the song. So, okay. The song is like my first single after like the album. It's my first new single. The song features Your Maps. It's called Number One. You know, it's produced by
two producers.
Three
producers.
Produced by
wow.
Produced by okay, it's actually four, but
wow.
But Dre never really did.
I'm just up on credit.
Yeah, Dre and the chain. No. It's actually three producers.
Yeah.
There's a Stash, there's a COB, he's a new producer, and there's a guy called C-Mark.
COB is the one who produced Power by Steve Wynn and Shefi. Is it?
I don't know. Yeah, so yeah, the album is the song is produced by three producers. Yeah, and it started number one. So let's get to listen to it.
Let's get to listen to the song. Super excited. I'm listening to the song for the very first time.
Yeah,
I am too.
We're
so.
Not good to Miracle.
Yeah. No. You know how.
Can I instrument?
Okay, let's get to listen to the song, right?
Yeah, man.
You heard it first right here on 96.1 FM. Some fire right there.
Okay, now let's get to the important question. So who are we dedicating this song?
Anyways,
we just want to know what really inspired you to come up with such a, you know, for me, I think even from everyone who has listened to this song would say
it's an awesome song. It's an awesome song.
Yeah, thank you. Really appreciate this song. You know, this song was actually dedicated, you know, to my fans.
You were getting there.
Yeah, like, you know, truth be told, this song was dedicated to my fans.
Sorry, ladies out there.
So, yeah, man. So,
But you know how artists are so smart?
They are. Like, that's the one thing that I appreciate about you people. Oh. I was even expecting when he started, did you even hear him say, so this song is dedicated to the fans?
So,
like,
yeah,
bro.
So man, this song was dedicated to the fans, you know, the people who supported me. They're number one. I'm not number one. They're number one. But I'm not saying that you cannot dedicate it to a loved one.
This is why I'm saying that you're smart.
I'm
not saying you cannot dedicate it to the love. So, but for me,
yeah, you're
you
my
know,
number
okay,
one
you
fan.
You can't say that I was
really?
Dedicating it to.
He said yeah. The song's talking about fans, so you're
fan.
My number one
and
fan.
And then he said you can dedicate it to the ones you love. Wow.
You can, yeah,
touch,
yeah, yeah.
Touch,
yeah.
Touch, thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome song right there.
Yeah, thank
and
you, man.
I can
thank
just
you.
Hear from that chemistry right there. Your boy, yeah. Yomaps did an awesome work.
Yeah, man.
I'm forgetting,
yeah,
you said three producers, so yeah, I want you to get maybe to talk about. You know, yeah, plus the extra got Young Dre.
Yeah,
you know, I want to get friendly about that. How did you manage to get convinced them saying, you know, because at the end of the day,
yeah,
no producer would like to say, okay, I want to share my works with another producer,
yeah, yeah,
which
true.
Is quite very hard to convince. How did you manage to convince them?
So the idea, you know, there's this producer called COB, you know, he's actually, you know, a very good producer, so. I went to him, you know, he played me. Actually, COG and COB are actually friends.
Wow.
So I don't know where they got their names from, but that's not the main thing. Mm-hmm. So COG called me, like, I'm in your hood. I've actually opened a new studio in your hood. So I was like, okay, I'll come and visit. So I went to visit. Like, what's up, COG? Then he was like, hey, meet my friend COB. Okay. Then it was like, he was a good producer. Then he played me some of his beats. I was like, okay, cool. These beats are really good, you know. Then I told COG, I was like, you know the sound that I like. Then he was like, okay, I'll tell him to make something that you would like. Then if you send it to you, just give him my number. So I gave him my number. I was just like home. Then he called me up. Yo, come through to the booth. Then he made the idea of the beat. I was like, oh, this is really nice. Yeah, COG told me to make something you'd like. I'm like, oh, all right. Then he made the idea and he was like, actually, I'm going to Mongo because he stays in Mongo. Then he was like, I can only give you the data. Then, yeah, I took it home. I was at the studio at home. Then I recorded. Your Maps came over. He also recorded. Then I was like, all right, so I've worked with a lot of producers. I want someone who I never worked with. You know, then I figured Stash. Then I took like three projects to him. Then I was like, okay, so these projects, which one do you think? Then he picked out this one.
Wow.
Yeah. And then Stash works with C-Mac.